This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. India's confirmed coronavirus toll has crossed 7 million, with a number of new cases dipping in recent weeks, even as health experts warn of mask and distancing fatigue setting in. The health ministry registered more than 74,000 infections within a 24-hour period. India is expected to become the pandemic's worst-hit country in coming weeks, surpassing the U.S. government. Expert Dr. Randeep Galeria says that the number of people who have died of COVID-19 has remained relatively low in South and Southeast Asia, from India to Vietnam and Taiwan, as compared to European countries and the U.S., but others say India's death toll may not be reliable because of poor reporting and inadequate testing. U.S. President Donald Trump's doctor says that the president is no longer at risk of transmitting the coronavirus. In a memo released Saturday night, Navy Commander Dr. Sean Connolly says Mr. Trump meets the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention criteria for safely discontinuing isolation, and that the currently recognized standards, he is no longer considered a transmission risk. The memo follows Mr. Trump's first public appearance since returning to the White House after being treated for the virus. Meanwhile, former New Jersey governor and Trump supporter Chris Christie tweeted Saturday that he's out of the hospital following treatment for coronavirus.
Christie was one of several who attended a Rose Garden event with President Trump and later announced that they tested positive for the coronavirus. Christie was also with Trump for debate prep. On October 3rd, he tweeted in consultation with doctors he was checking himself into the hospital for treatment because of his risk factors, including asthma. He also said on Twitter he was grateful for all the care and support he'd received and will have more to say later. Julie Walker.
And this is VOA News. Brazil's count of COVID-19 deaths has surpassed 150,000, despite signs the pandemic is slowly retreating in Latin America's largest nation. The Brazilian Health Ministry reported Saturday night that the death toll now stands at 150,000 and counting. The figure is the world's second highest behind the United States, according to the tally maintained by Johns Hopkins University. Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro has faced fierce criticism of his handling of the health crisis and changed health ministers twice in the midst of the pandemic. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un attended a massive military parade to mark the 75th anniversary of the nation's ruling party. AP correspondent Karen Shamus.
At the celebrations, Kim warned that his country would fully mobilize its nuclear force if threatened. Kim avoided directly criticizing the U.S. government, however, and instead focused on a domestic message. The leader urged his people to remain firm in the face of tremendous challenges posed by the coronavirus pandemic and crippling U.S.-led sanctions over his nuclear program. Performers and tens of thousands of spectators roared as Kim, dressed in a gray suit and tie, appeared from a building as the clock struck midnight. Flanked with senior officials and smiling widely, Kim waved to the crowd and kissed children who presented him with flowers before taking his spot on the podium. His speech was expected to be followed by a parade of North Korea's military hardware. I'm Karen Chamas.
Polls open Sunday for the first round of national elections in Lithuania, where voters will renew the 141-seat parliament, and the ruling four-party coalition is widely expected to face a stiff challenge from the opposition to remain in office. A recent surge in COVID-19 cases, soaring virus-related unemployment, and economic challenges are the major issues. Five or six parties are expected to cross the 5% threshold to enter the assembly, but none is will likely get more than 20% support. So horse trading talks to form a coalition are expected. A second round takes place on October 25th in the constituencies where no candidate gets a majority. Mexico's president has published an open letter to Pope Francis calling on the Roman Catholic Church to apologize for abuses of indigenous peoples during the conquest of Mexico in the 1500s. President Andrés Manuel López Obrador published the letter Saturday stating the Catholic Church, the Spanish monarchy, and the Mexican government should make a public apology for the offensive atrocities that the indigenous people suffered. López Obrador also asked the Pope to make a statement in favor of Miguel Hidalgo, the 19th century independence leader who was once believed to have been excommunicated by the church. More at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News. Music.